Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I've got big balls. They're such big balls. And they're dainty big balls.
Same priorities that organization has been spending money on.
$1.5 million to promote gays, lesbians, and trans in Jamaica.
$2 million to strengthen trans-led organizations to deliver gender-affirming health care in Guatemala.
$43 million on a gas station in Afghanistan that had no customers.
$20 million for Iraqi Sesame Street.
$4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan.
$6 million for men who have sex with men in South Africa.
$2 million for Moroccan pottery classes.
$2 million for sex changes in Guatemala.
$47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia.
$17 million to promote inclusion in Vietnam.
$32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru.
$8 million to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language.
$300 million to Reuters to attack Elon Musk.
$2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala.
Billions to the corporate media to attack Trump and run the fake impeachment propaganda.
$330 million to help Afghanis grow crops. Crops.
$122 million of the USAID money was given to terrorists.
These people are lunatics.
Oh, we've got big balls!
No one elected big balls.
Big B-A-L-L-S, big balls here.
He's got big balls! She's got big balls!
Personally, I voted for big balls.
Well, the Democrats sure are serious about bankrupting America. We didn't find out how serious till this week. Federal judicial dictator, guy by the name of John J. McConnell, who is by title an actual federal judge, he bought that position by donating hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Democrat Party during the Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton era. Obama appointed him to a judgeship. He is now threatening to put Trump in prison if he doesn't immediately restore frozen funding. He claims that Trump is violating his order. Now, he all but admits his order is unlawful when he writes that his justification is persons who make private determinations of the law and refuse to obey an order generally risk criminal contempt, even if the order is ultimately ruled incorrect. So they're back to let's put Trump in prison. After the results that got them in the 2024 election, you think they wouldn't be headed back there, but they are. But this time, it's for an entirely different reason. Everybody's missing. There's actually a desperate death match going on here between Democrats and Trump, a fiscal death match. It's hard to tell who's got the upper hand. I'll explain that in a minute. Nobody's talking about this, and everyone needs to start paying attention to it. But first, I want to note something really weird. For a couple of days now, I've been trying to find the ruling from federal judge Paul Engermeyer, the lunatic who barred every single Trump appointee from looking at evidence of fraud collected by DOGE. Folks, do you realize this includes Pam Bondi? Do you realize this includes everybody at the Department of Justice who investigates fraud? Under this judge's, it's a lunatic order. Only those working at the Bureau of Fiscal Services who have passed background checks may access those records in order to do their job. In other words, the Treasury Secretary is now barred from seeing the payments his agency is making or basically reviewing them or handling them in any way. The Treasury makes the bulk of the payments for stuff Congress funds. Anyway, I've been trying to find that order for like 2 days. Normally, the media will just link to the judge's orders. I couldn't find it anywhere. Simultaneously, I noted something else bizarre. In fact, I put it on yesterday's podcast. Isn't it weird that not a single Democrat has condemned the fraud that Elon Musk has found over, we're now at $600 billion, or demanded in any way that the payments stop? I mean, they could have said something like, well, you know, we don't like fraud and, you know, we should stop these payments, but, you know, Elon Musk shouldn't find them the way that he's finding them or something. They're not saying that. I'm going to make that make a lot of sense coming up. But I finally got my hands on the judge's order, and now I understand something weird. Why not one Democrat? They keep saying Trump's breaking the law, Musk's breaking the law, Doge's breaking the law, but they won't say what law or what part of the Constitution ever. I can't find a single one that has. And now I know why I can't find the judge's order. Normally, an order like this would be hundreds of pages long. It would reference all of the previous case law so that it could withstand appeals up through 4 more levels to the Supreme Court. You know how long this ruling is? 2 pages. It doesn't mention the law or a provision of the Constitution at all. It merely orders Trump to stop, but provides zero legal basis for it. Folks, honestly, the judge might as well have just drawn it with a crayon. This is a joke. Well, for starters, to hide the truth from their sheeple, they have to have them thinking that Elon Musk is in there committing identity theft in order to steal your granddaddy's Social Security check. It's actually laughable. But the problem is that people are buying it. Did you hear this Democrat minister on Sunday at his church in Tennessee exhort Democrats to violence while perfectly repeating their lies?
And I will say to you, beloved, no one likes violence, but sometimes violence is necessary. When Elon Musk forces his way into the United States Treasury and threatens to steal your personal information and your Social Security check, there is a possibility of violence. Sometimes the devil will act so ugly that you have no other choice but to get violent and fight.
In reality, Doge wasn't focusing on accounts with Social Security numbers. It was focusing on accounts that are being paid out illegally to people without Social Security numbers. And in many cases, no identifying information, just a bank wire to somebody. Folks, this is astonishing. $200 billion worth of those, at least $50 billion a year. That's $1 billion a week. Another, get this, $500 billion, $500 billion is going out the door into accounts for programs that are not authorized by Congress. In other words, they were at one point, but they ended. The program ended. The lifetime of the program ended. Its life cycle ended. And the payments are still going out the door to someone. But in a lot of cases, it's not clear who. This was the importance of the names on the accounts and the Social Security numbers. Folks, some of these programs, Elon Musk says, go back. They have not been actively funded programs for 40 years. Some of them are from the 1990s. Others are 10, 15 years expired. And yet the payments are going out. Folks, that is $600 billion. The entire annual deficit is only $2 trillion. And we print it to pay it. This is why you can't afford groceries. This is why the price of houses have doubled. This is why the middle class can no longer afford, if they're buying a house for the first time, to purchase a home. Was it all stolen? Musk says he thinks it was. He thinks he can cut all $2 trillion by July of 2026. Now, he initially said he thought $1 trillion. He thought he could get half of it. He thinks he can get the whole thing in fraud. So this is about Democrats, we presume it's Democrats, right? Robbing the Treasury blind. They want the money to keep flowing, and they're going to get this judge, who's a big donor to them, to put Trump in prison, right? To keep their grift going? Well, yeah, probably, but that's not the main reason. Have you noticed that Donald Trump, who's not a big budget cutter, I mean, let's face it, he's not. He's never been afraid to spend a lot of money. And he's never been afraid to spend a lot of money with the Democrats. Have you noticed Trump is frantic to cut anything, anywhere that he can find? They're turning over every stone. Ask yourself this. If Trump wants to cut all this fraud and waste, why not just wait to the next round of budget battle and do it there? Why does he seem to be a man possessed with cutting? Why the speed? Because he's running out of time. This is why Doge is sleeping on cuts inside a federal agency. This is why Musk was sleeping on cuts with them, going as fast as they can. Before what? Before the default. Do you remember the brawl that Trump got into in December with the Conservative Freedom Caucus? They did not want to agree to a debt limit increase, and they didn't want to pass that 1,500-page monstrosity that Republican Speaker Mike Johnson and the Democrats try to cram down our throats. But Trump was desperate to get that bill passed. Why? Because it contained a debt limit, a debt ceiling increase that Biden would have then signed into law, right? We had to trade terrible things to the Democrats to get that. Mike Johnson did. Let me give you the primary example that sunk the whole thing. It's a terrible censorship program that has not only demonetized X, it's run out of the State Department. It's also demonetized conservatives, conservative publications, even Truth Social, so it can't make money. It's called the Global Engagement Center, and it has wrecked our media. It's a key part of how the State Department under Biden demonetized us while kicking $68 million that we found so far. I'm sure there's more to prop up the mainstream media. It worked very effectively to destroy X from making money. The corporate sponsors simply disappeared, even as X grew exponentially in hits and clicks. Everybody was afraid when the State Department comes knocking your door telling you to make sure you don't make the mistake of advertising on X or monetizing it in any way. People are scared. They're afraid they'll get an SEC investigation. They're afraid of the government. And so these big corporations stop spending money. Elon Musk was so enraged. You might remember at one point he was threatening a mass lawsuit against the former advertisers. Well, conservative outlets demonetized by the program sued successfully. And the judge said, you can't do it anymore. Why? Because Congress never gave them that mission to demonetize a certain whole class of media when it gave them the money. The judge says, you can't do it. You don't have congressional authorization to spend the money this way. So the program was dead. State Department sent a message to Congress, hey, this program's dead, blah, blah. The Democrats and Mike Johnson reinflated it and gave it the mission to go after misinforming media. They were covered. Well, it was in the 1,500-page bill, and it was a big part of what Johnson traded to the Democrats to get the debt limit increase that Trump desperately wanted. It was the only thing Trump cared about in that bill. He was desperate. I'm going to tell you why in a minute. Well, Elon Musk finds out that Johnson is in the process of demonetizing X and goes ballistic starting at 3 a.m. in the morning. They kill the 1,500-page bill. With it, they kill the debt limit increase. Now, do you remember Trump raging at the Conservative Freedom Caucus, raging at Chip Roy, promising to primary him, raging at Ralph Norman? Why? Because they said, no, we're not signing on to a debt limit increase, right? So we had to pass the debt limit increase we were going to get with Democrat votes. And they demanded a terrible price. Okay, we didn't get a debt limit increase. Guess what we're headed toward? Default. Democrats can basically write the bill if they want at this point for the debt limit increase and dictate every horrific thing to us that you can imagine. Because ironically, because the Census Bureau is a weaponized agency, and as I've explained in the past, used fraud that they now admit to in the census they did in 2020 to steal about 15 seats from us across the board, because we can win, but we still don't get the majority of the seats go to Democrats. We can't lose but like two votes, and we will lose them. Trump is stuck. The only way to prevent default at this point is for Trump to find places to cut, because default would be catastrophic. It'll make it look like Trump is mismanaging the whole thing. Plus, the economic repercussions could be disastrous for the country. So this is why, for the first time, you have Democrats saying, hey, we think we'll shut the government down. Yeah, that's the cool thing to do. They've always fought that tooth and nail. Why? Because they're saying, we're not going. This is what happened. We're not going to even deal with you. We're not even going to negotiate with you as long as you're making cuts, even when you find fraud. The Democrats want the fraud. They want the billions going out the door every day in fraud, because every $1 billion spent gets them closer, gets Trump closer to default. This is a dangerous game of chicken. And so if the Democrats say to their cheapo, well, we'll just stay home. We're not even going to negotiate on the budget. And they have their judges who they own telling Trump, you've got to keep spending, got to keep spending. Oh, at the Treasury, yes, you can't even look at the fraud because he would be perfectly within his rights to cut it. He's not even allowed to look at it. His prosecutors at the DOJ aren't allowed to look at it. DOJ isn't allowed to look at it. Nobody can look at it or manipulate it in any way. Not just the fraud, but the payment system. And then on the other hand, you've got this judge from the beginning of this podcast saying, no, you got to keep making payments. Why? So we'll default while the Democrats refuse to negotiate all of it, as they'll tell their sheeple, because Trump is breaking the law and doing bad things. So does that make that two-page judge's order make sense? He didn't even cite a law. It doesn't matter. They're wasting time in order to buy time to try to throw the country in default and wreck it economically. This is why you're seeing Trump, who was never much of a budget cutter before. He always thought we could economically grow our way out of our borrowing and printing. This is why you have Trump not only making cuts like a madman everywhere he can find. Like today, it just came out, he decided not to send $4 billion to a UN climate fund, which was total waste. I mean, it's just distributed among 128 countries and build some windmills and stuff like that. It's ridiculous to print money for that. But every billion he can claw back buys him time. This is why you're seeing Trump try to shut down entire agencies. It's one of the reasons they went after USAID first, because that's not a congressionally authorized agency. It was created with a stroke of a pen by a president. And so it can be uncreated with a stroke of a pen. They're looking for anywhere they can to save money to buy time. Now, I know you're going to ask me, how much time do they have left? I don't know, because I don't know where we are in terms of spending with a debt limit, because this is fog of war stuff. I mean, Trump's clawed some of it back. He's refusing to spend other parts of it. Democrats are trying to force him to. I don't know where we are. This is why that judge ordered, hey, Doge can't go in any more places and do any more cutting. And Trump literally turns around at the Super Bowl a day later and says, oh, I'm sending Elon Musk into the Pentagon. I bet we can find $800 billion. $800 billion would buy Trump a lot of time. And I'm sure Hegseth would be fine with it. So why the problem? Because these judges won't let him stop spending money. Folks, this is a game of chicken, a high stakes game of chicken. Ultimately, Trump will probably win the ability to make a lot of these decisions as the executive, but will he win and negotiate the court system in time? Democrats are hoping not. They'd be more than happy to destroy America to take out Trump, since they can't win a majority anymore.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.